Blog Talk Radio.
This part.
Chuck, just listen.
We're in the queue.
Well, there's been nights when there's nobody calling. I don't know what.
We have 14 lines open. I need a box of
Well, I have to dial up and get in the line, get in the queue.
I think we're just.
Wait, can I just open the chat? Anything?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Let's just wait a second.
Wait, are you dialing the right number for him?
9.45. I bust line under the music.
He must not be ready for this other. I'm gonna try it again. Is that me?
Was it kind of a delay for me?
Yes.
Hey, Cousin Norm! This is Stephanie Patton!
God damn it!
Hey, this is the Constantine family. We're calling in from North Carolina. I don't know if you can hear us, but we can't hear you.
We're calling in from North Carolina.
Hey, Booj.
Hey, Booj.
Hey, Booj. Oh, my. We're going to try calling again.
All right. All right.
I'm gonna try calling again.
Hi. Here, here. Pause this because it's late.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is the Constantine.
Hey, this is Norm!
This is Norm.
Hi, Norm. This is Susan. How are you?
I'm fine, Susan.
Norm,
can
it's
you
so
hear
nice.
Me?
Yeah, you're tired?
Can you hear me?
Oh, Norm, I can hear you. Norm, I can hear you. We're all here on the outer... We're all here on the Outer Banks getting vacation.
I'm trying to fix the problem. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm trying to hold on.
Hold on.
Listen.
You sound so... It's just funny.
Okay, I just want to see if we get those behind us. I mean...
Can we call again?
What, look up.
Can you see the call again?
This is a tomato.
Norm?
Hey, Norm is back here, and I am connected through a different way. I'm hoping everybody can hear me now. If somebody in the chat room, if you can hear me, let me know. Because I have reconnected a different way. Sometimes out here in these mountains, it's a little bit difficult. And, but I think that I'm okay now. Well, that's good. I'm really sorry. I'm not 100% sure why, but I couldn't get the sound out over the internet. So if 414 wants to call back, I think we've got the problem fixed now, and I hope you will. I am on vacation, and internet connections are not always the best out here in Garrett County, Maryland. But I'm hoping now we can continue the show. I am going back to work next week, so that's a really kind of a cool thing. I'm going to be working at a place called School for Tomorrow, and I'm excited by that. And I hope that that's going to involve a lot of digital communication, but we'll see. We'll see. I guess I've sort of become a pariah around a lot of places, but I got a job and I'm working, and I'm going to also have a lot of fun. I'm going to be... getting back into something I did a long time ago and loved dearly, and that's teaching. They'll tell me that, I'll be teaching kids how to play chess. Some smart ass on the chat room wants to know if they pay me tomorrow, too. And that's a question, to be perfectly honest, I don't know the answer to. It's not a ton of money, but at least it'll be more than unemployment, and I'll be doing something that is worth it to me. They've never, one thing, well, anyway, I don't even want to talk about it. It's really very odd to me here speaking on the cell phone again rather than with the microphone. And I don't know exactly what's happened to the computer or the speakers that I brought with me or what has happened. But if you want to talk politics with me, there's a lot of primaries going on now across the country, and especially in Florida, and the moderates are all getting thrown out, it seems. The Tea Partiers are taking over. The country really seems to be dividing along rich and poor. There's just no doubt about it, and if all the poor people vote, I just don't know. Oh, there we go. Okay, 414, you're on.
Hi, Norm. All of Norm Constantine's cousins want to wish him a good evening, and we're glad to tune in.
Well, I just wish Norm and all his cousins were on the same side of the political divide, but somehow I got a feeling that might not be the case.
Hey, all the cousins are here, and
how many are there?
There are 16 of us, and we're all cousins of Norm.
Yes.
There are 16 cousins here. We're all cousins of Norm Constantine's, and we wanted to be on the show and wish him well.
Well, thank you very much. That's a wonderful thing. 16. First names only. Tell me who's there.
Well, there are 16 long-lost cousins. I'll start with your wonderful aunt, Aunt Cynthia.
Oh, yes.
Aunt Cynthia, we've got Uncle Peter, Aunt Amy, Aunt Susan, Uncle Craig, Uncle Steve. We've got Cousin Nick, Cousin Stephanie, Cousin Olivia.
Which school did he pick?
They have been beautifully homeschooled.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got my cousins mixed up. I meant Sam. I assume my cousin Sam is there.
Cousin Sam is here. Cousin Claire is here. Cousin Noah is here. And Cousin Juju is here.
And Olivia?
And Olivia.
Hey, Cousin Norm. It's Sam.
Hey, how are you all? This is really kind of cool.
We are all well, and everybody wants to call and wish you well.
Well, thank you very much.
And we'd also like to send a shout-out to your beautiful wife and to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, thanks very much. They're inside playing a game, and I came out on the porch to do my show. And I think that's why I had trouble with my computer, but I'm not 100% positive. We're at Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, which is in Garrett County, and it's where Maryland, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania all touch each other. It's very cool, and this is the my married branch of the family. They're all here.
Oh, wonderful. And we saw your, Stephanie and I saw your brother 2 weeks ago.
That's right. He was going to come, but he couldn't make it. He was going to come here to Deep Creek Lake, but he couldn't find somebody to work for him, so he couldn't come.
We went downtown to all the beloved haunts.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Don't go away.
Okay.
916, you're on with Norm, but just hold on for a minute because I got a bunch of cousins going on another line.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I guess it's the night for cousins.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Susan. Oh, and a happy birthday to you on the 4th of July.
Thank you, Norm.
We used to come out and play in the playhouse.
Oh, yeah. Norm, we saw your old haunts. We went to Bennett High and UB, and Dave took us to Elmwood Avenue, and we went to Grandma's house on Lisbon. So we had a really nice time.
Well, it's a great place, and oh, that's nice to hear. And David told me all about Chautauqua, and he really liked going out there.
Yeah. Hey, let me put on my mom, and we had delicious tomato salad for dinner tonight.
Hey, Norm, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? This is so exciting. I'm really pleased that you did. I'm just sorry I had the technical difficulties earlier.
Well, I know, but we're all fine now, and everybody's all excited about saying hello. And what happened to Dave when he didn't come?
No, he couldn't get somebody to work for him, and he only would have been able to come for a very short time, and it just wouldn't have been worth it. And Kathy and Doug are in New Jersey with Doug's sister at the seashore.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And they usually don't run into each other, but this year they did.
When are you coming to Buffalo again?
When am I coming to Buffalo again? That's a really good question. I'm not 100% sure. Because I'm starting a new job. I'm very excited about that.
Hey, did you get the job with the guy that's starting the new school?
Yes, and I'm last chance at a revolution.
Well, and what are you going to do there?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
It's not like a regular school. It's sort of like a Pottle and Deke. I'm gonna be doing a lot of quantitative stuff with kids.
Great.
And I'm gonna be doing some creativity and thinking skills.
Oh.
And
wonderful.
I'm gonna be working on a real interesting idea. Teaching one thing that's disappeared is good old fashioned civics classes.
Yes.
And so we're going to be working with a bunch of kids, teaching them civics. I mean, you know, the old fashioned, you know, what government is, what it does for you.
Hey, I want to ask you, what did you think about Paul Ryan being nominated for vice president?
Oh, I'm just thrilled. It's practically made it a shoe-in for the man.
Amy's from Wisconsin now, and, you know, she thinks there's a lot of positive feeling for him.
For Paul Ryan? Oh, my God, Octavio's turning over in his grave. She needs to go and read about how they used to beat up Italians in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I knew it.
Everybody forgets about it. Paul Ryan. You know, I was listening to Al Sharpton today.
Al Sharpton?
Oh, yeah, and he had dug up some Politics Nation. I love watching that show.
I'd rather watch the Three Stooges.
he had dug up some letters from Paul Ryan to the White House.
Really?
For some of that stimulus money for his district.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I mean, his hands are dirty. And uh-huh. how, and about how that stimulus money was going to create thousands of new jobs. It's on the record. You know, I mean, I guess he kept, you know, set to make room in those veins for the bratwurst.
I don't know.
I told him he should drink more beer to flush that cheese out of his system, but, you know.
What's that?
That's another caller. It's a free call on Norm at night.
Yes. Paul Ryan has cheese flowing through his veins, you know.
Actually,
okay.
It's an old friend of mine from Buffalo who actually now lives in California. I got a bunch of people in the chat room, and I saw on Facebook and things my first cousin once removed Sam trying to decide which school he was going to go to in the fall.
And
all his friends were pitching in opinions, and I just wondered what he chose.
Well, I don't know. So that's not been decided yet?
Oh, okay. Tell him to stick with the Dominican.
You got to stick with the Dominicans, according to...
There's nothing wrong
with Bert. No, I agree with him. I'm going to stick with Dominicans.
All right, yep. Sam. And how's that guitar?
It's doing good. Maybe I'll post a video of you playing it on your Facebook.
All right. And you need to tell them to learn those blues riffs.
Uncle Peter is coming back in a little bit. Maybe we'll call back.
Uncle Peter's down at the beach catching something. I don't know what, but we'll call back when he gets back.
Okay, before you leave, how is your new place?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's great. What did you think about the Sikhs getting shot?
Think about what?
The Sikhs. Didn't you read about the neo-Nazis?
In fact, I asked Sam how far that was from where they live.
No, it's out in the suburb. It's not right downtown. It's in a suburb.
Okay, well, I didn't know, you know, where. I couldn't remember exactly where they lived. And although it's a wonderful house. But anyway, I'm excited to chat about Paul Ryan. Nobody's even talking about Mitt Romney.
Well, he's hot, anyway, according to my sources. So, anyhow, we will give you a call back, okay, Norm?
All right, Norm.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, cousin Norm.
Bye.
Bye.
Why is it not letting me turn them off? Hello? Oh, shit. Call back, Carl. Oh, God. That was a real pleasant... that was a branch of my family that now resides in Wisconsin, and they answered my questions about which way they voted in the recall election. The mayor of Milwaukee's not popular in that household. I'm getting a lot of activity in the chat room. I'm really sorry, 916. Somehow I thought I was turning off the other call, and I turned off you. Why don't you give me a call back, please? I'm not 100% sure where this election's going, but I've been reading a book while I'm out here at the lake called The Rich and the Rest of Us by Tavis Smiley and Cornel West. And I know there's some people in the chat room that'll go rabid when they hear me mention those names, but it really is a touching, well, a book that is affecting me. One of the things that, yeah, there's a holy poop in the chat room. Call back 916. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, 916. I cut you off.
Oh, I wondered. I got a commercial.
Yeah, well, hopefully some of that money will start coming my way.
Oh, I don't know. I told him to go kiss my ass, but, you know.
Well, I don't care as long as he clicks this.
Yeah, they were trying to sell me something. I forget what. But we all
give
how's
my...
the vacation going?
Oh, the vacation's going well. I was just saying I'm reading Tavis Smiley and Cornel West's book.
Oh, jeez.
Rich, the Rich and the Rest of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's wonderful.
I'm sure you're well into that class consciousness by now.
I am absolutely into class consciousness.
Well,
let's make this a class consciousness election.
Well, it's sort of going that way, huh?
Absolutely. You know, and if they get more votes than the rest of us, so be it.
Yeah, well, that could happen.
Oh, man.
I'd say
but, hey, I saw a brilliant piece in the Buffalo News today about this architecture professor at the University of Buffalo who's going to Munich to study Hitler's homes as propaganda pieces. The apartment in Munich and the Berg. Oh, I always say it wrong.
Munich.
Berg is tough.
Well,
that one was bombed to shit.
Well, even Munich is incorrect. It's München.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't speak German. But I honestly, God, in my chat room, I got this. How about some race consciousness?
Oh.
This election is going to be a dilly bar.
Yeah, it's already, you know, pretty sleazy so far, you know. Yeah. I think Paul...
But according to the Smiley book...
Paul Ryan had a deep-fried kitten on a stick, and he ate it at the Iowa State Fair.
Stop it.
I throw that out for you, you know.
I didn't see everybody's going wacky in the Twitter sphere about Joe Biden made some kind of remark about chains.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was weird because he did a Hillary. See, whenever he's in front of a mostly black audience, then they all start saying, y'all.
Well, hey, wait,
I lived in Mississippi for 9 months and I never said, y'all do this and y'all do that.
You know, I lived in Florida for about the same time in the panhandle and I didn't say that.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I mean,
but wait a minute.
Because we're real.
This crack just came in the chat room that I got to get out in the air. That kitten was probably made by Monsanto.
Oh.
that deserves to be out on the air. Hey, if you want to get in on the conversation here, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. We've been having a family reunion and a real go-around with some of my old buds. There is a branch of the Constantine that has drifted left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, excuse me, has drifted right and has gone to the homeschool movement and where it's really very interesting. My grandfather came here on a boat and I guess we're going to leave on a boat. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in where this whole...
I know, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too. Let's see here. How long have I been on? What I'm really worried about is why the computer didn't work. I guess maybe the internet connection wasn't carrying everything like it should have. Oh, God, I'm into the second half hour. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I really was going to do a... I had this great dinner tonight. It's called Indiana Casserole.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, it was sort of like spaghetti, but it had cheese and all this glop in it and corn and, you know, the whole, just go through the Indiana crops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now it's a really interesting question here with this drought because Monsanto actually had made a whole bunch of new seeds that were supposed to make the corn, well, that were bred to make the corn drought resistant.
Yeah, I think they've got a new variant now that produces like 7% more, you know, product.
Right, but it's going to need less water to make it drought resistant.
Well, that's like the big deal, yeah. Cause, well,
I sure would like to be holding corn futures right now.
Well, you know, last year I did I was really heavy into corn futures. And I made a lot of freaking money off that.
Did you? I didn't realize the crop was bad last year.
Yeah, but the prices went as high as they are now. You know, this isn't the first time.
Oh, well, wait till this year. If the crop comes in even half as bad as they think it's going to.
Yeah, this one looks real rough. But, no, I'm not, I didn't get into corn very much. You know, mostly because I'm, you know, really heavy on gold, and I've been doing really good on that. So, you know, hey, you can only do one thing at one time. I don't like to complicate it, you know.
No, I know. I remember my little dabbling in platinum to let me buy the Porsche.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, God, those days. I'm glad they're gone and behind me.
Hey. Oh, I've been looking at cars lately. I mean, that's I'm asked a little cash over the last couple of months, so, you know.
Oh, so you've had a good second quarter, huh?
Yeah, it all just sort of came back like boom, 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 and there you are, you know, so.
I'm still big on Facebook. If I had money, I'd be buying as much of it as I could.
Well, you know, the at least the conventional wisdom, you know, from my buddies at Motley Fool are saying that you don't buy till it's below 20. So
it is below 20.
No, I think it's close, but it's not below 20.
I thought it had gone as low as 18.
I think they've hit 20 or 21, but they haven't gone down below that yet, you know.
Why do they say wait till it's below 20 to buy?
Well, we're looking mostly like the P.E. ratio, you know, because when you were buying at 38, you were paying like 100 times, you know, the P.E. ratio was 100 times earnings. And now that when you get below 20, now we're into the 18 to 19, you know, times earnings. And if they have a lot of growth, which they apparently still have, then, you know, then the price is reasonable. Personally, I don't want anything to do with it, you know.
Well, everybody's on Facebook and getting on Facebook. And if the CEO can just fight off the people who want them to become conventional, I think they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't say Zuckerman is, you know, like a dynamic CEO. You know, I don't really know that.
Zuckerberg, that's his name.
Yeah. So he he can do whatever. But, you know, it's much like Zynga, you know, the way it's structured.
Zynga's making them a fortune.
Well, yeah, but did you see, you've seen Zynga's stock.
It's what?
About $3 a share now.
What was it?
It's been up as high as 14.
Really? And Zynga's down to 3?
Yeah.
I'd buy Zynga, too.
Yeah, they, well.
I don't know anybody who doesn't play words with friends.
Hmm. I gave up all those Zynga games. I don't play any of them.
Well, I gave up that Cityville.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I was doing.
But they were boring and they take so much freaking time. I mean, if you really.
I wasn't bored by it. I wasn't bored by it.
Yeah, no, they bored it. You know, and then there was Petville. You know, well, my pet
I never
died.
Did Petville.
Yeah, my pet died a long time. It either died or...
Hey, anybody out there, if you're doing Zynga games or done them in the past, give us a call, 347-945-6713.
Mm.
Let's talk Zynga games.
Yeah. Now, see, most of my, you know, a lot of my friends from Mafia Wars, we're still friends, even though they know I don't play it anymore, you know. But we develop relationships, we trade jokes and what have you. And
yeah, I see you're getting to be quite the jokester on Facebook these
days.
Oh, I do
have my fun, yes, yes. Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yeah, the reactions I get from people are just amazing. They're like, how the hell could that twisted person be alive? I'm like, yeah, here I am. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, I got something coming. Oh, Facebook's not, the chat windows are saying Facebook's not a thing.
Hmm.
How about Twitter?
But, you know, I'm amazed how many of my cousins and, you know, nieces, nephews, they all have the same sense of humor. I mean, it's like, well, what do they say? The nut doesn't fall very far from the tree? Well, hey, there's your proof. Because I love it because they get all my jokes, even the really obscure stuff. They get it. Boom, right on.
Hey, oh, gosh, a 10-term congressman turned back a Tea Party challenger.
Oh, really? Oh, that doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. The big thing here in Maryland, they're in a special session of the Maryland House to continue the gambling debate.
Oh, that's right. You guys want to put the
they want to add casino games.
Mm-hmm.
For it, it's all bread and circuses. The chat board keeps the unwashed masses occupied.
Oh well, yeah, that's about well. That's what
and
the
washed
television is
too.
All about.
the
stinky poor people.
Yeah,
take all those poor people and run them through the car wash once a week. You know,
I checked the footnotes in the Smiley book, and they look pretty accurate. 51% of the kids in America live under the poverty line.
Yeah.
That's a revolution waiting to happen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was reading something today. It was about the Medicaid, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you make under $11,877 in California, you are eligible for Medicaid. But if you're in Louisiana or Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
you have to make under $4,700 to be eligible for Medicaid.
Wait a minute, really? Well, yes. But there's a prediction here. There's a prediction here in the chat room.
I mean, it's like...
That 2020 is going to be the year of the revolution. But why 2020? Come on, chat room, talk to us. Why 2020? What's going on in 2020?
I don't really know why. I guess you could pick any date you like, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering what's going to happen in Syria.
Yeah.
I think we should start bombing them and see how our jets stack up against sophisticated air defenses.
I don't think they have crap. I don't think they have much of nothing going for them.
They're supposed to have the best the Russians have.
Well, they do. Now, the only thing I would worry about is their stockpile of chemical weapons. You know what?
I'll bet they don't have any either.
I'm willing to bet they have a fairly...
You know, I'm sick of hearing about how all these guys have chemical weapons, and none of them do. Because they'd already used them against the Israelis.
Yeah, well, chemical weapons are not particularly effective anyway. I mean, you know, because you have to deliver them. And when you do that, you pretty much, you know, disperse everything, and it goes too high to kill the people that you wanted to kill.
Right. Well, I got to know. Something just flew in the chat room. I'd never heard this word before.
What's that?
Cleodynamic algorithms.
Yeah, that's a new one.
It's dynamic history, because she's the history muse.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think I'm being yanked on my chain here.
Probably, yes. Yeah, that sounds like a word that even Noam Chomsky couldn't interpret.
Well, we're going to find out what Cleo dynamic.
I'll go back in the house and pour me a fresh cocktail.
Cleo Dynamics, it's here.
All right. Well, let me go look at this thing. Maybe.
Honest to God, here I am, Wikipedia, Cleo Dynamics.
I'm going to see. Oh, there's a link. Cleo Dynamic Algorithm.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Well, I just clicked on the link.
Origins. The term was coined by Peter Turchin.
Yeah, I'm just starting to read some of the...
Well, I'm going to go back and see. Oh, wait, I got some links in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm on that link right now.
Oh, all right. What do they have to say?
Viewed with deep skepticism by most academic historians who tend to see history as a complex stew of chance. After a century of grand theory from Marxism to social Darwinism to structuralism and postmodernism, most historians have abandoned the belief in general laws.
Well, this has got to be the chat room pulling my leg, because anything that smacks of postmodernism, usually gets panned by people I know, not applauded. But we'll see what happens. The world is changing. It's not postmodernism, says the chat room.
I would not dive into this theory with
I don't know enough about it. It's complex game theory. I like complex game theory, actually. I took a Stanford course on game theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the free ones?
Yeah.
And I did like it. I liked it a lot, actually. I'm going to have to check into that and thank the chat room for it. But we got 10 minutes left here on this vacation show from Deep Creek, Maryland.
Yeah, well,
what do we want to talk about?
You know, I've seen and read of, you know, similar theories or algorithms that, you know, say that, you know, such and such will happen every, you know, 30-year cycle, 50-year cycle, whatever. And this appears to be something very similar. So, you know, it's like predicting the next recession or depression or whatever you want, you know.
Well, I don't know. So is the temperatures holding out there again?
We're still hitting hundreds. And probably will till the weekend. It actually was cooler today. Mostly.
How much
clouds,
cooler?
Some clouds knocked a few degrees off. But some of that is, there's some clouds that moved in, but there's also, there are a lot of fires up in the north. And so and that smoke comes overhead, and that keeps some of the heat off. You know. Of course, it stinks, but... But everything smells like burning wood here. It's, you know, it's like
really?
Yeah, it's like a barbecue. So but by next week we're supposed to get back down to like around 90 instead of being 104. You know.
Well, they had their first taste of autumn in Big B. The high temperature on Sunday was 59 degrees.
Oh, wow. I would love that. No, I stay in the house, and the cats stay in the house, and we just, you know, I put the air on, and that's it, you know. So even
are you having any power issues?
I haven't had any blackouts, but apparently...
Do they have rolling brownouts?
No, we haven't had any of that this time. You know, I don't know, but I guess...
We had them in Maryland.
Yeah, well, we did have, you know, we did have the rolling blackouts and all that sort of thing. But that was when Enron was manipulating the power supply. That was all...
Oh, like they ever stopped?
Well, they're out of business now, but... when they were
in business. True, Enron, sorry.
But, yeah, they started, you know, I mean, they did some evil stuff to us. You know, what can you say about it? You know? Yeah, I didn't lose any money with Enron. I lost money with MCI. That was, WorldCom.
Mm-hmm. Are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone, too. Well, actually, I think MCI is still around. I think it's privately held. And they were kept in and kept alive because the government had had a lot of contracts with them. So they're still around out there. But I don't think it's a publicly traded company anymore. I was lucky as hell to get out of that when I did.
Well, my chat room sources say that Cleo Dynamics is predicting violence.
Mm. Well, let me go look at your chat room.
So, I mean, that's
a
real interesting.
Oh, like we have a shortage of violence.
That's true. So what do you think about all the Olympic coverage? God bless it. Am I glad it's over?
Yeah, me too. You know, I loved watching the swimming was good, and little Gabby was wonderful, of course, you know.
Yeah, but she was kind of a flop, too.
Ah, well, whatever. I mean, it was her moment of glory. I just cheered her on. I just thought she was great.
I like the world champion.
Mm-hmm. So, I didn't, you know, watch it like every day, mostly because it dominated all the channels, all my
I know, and all my MSNBC shows, you know, I couldn't keep up on my politics.
Mm-hmm.
But, more news from the chat room. It's violence of the kind that you better buy your shotgun for the street right now.
Yeah, well, you know. Well, let's put it this way. I have 2 9mm, you know.
Do you really?
Yes. I have one under my couch, and I have another one in the bedroom.
Oh, my God, loaded?
Yeah.
Yeah, why have a gun if it's not loaded?
Well, of course.
Do you practice?
The one, I should probably get it for both, but one of them, does, I do have a laser scope. Because I always figured that if I'm shooting in the dark, you know, obviously my aim won't be that good. But if you can put that red dot on somebody's head, boom, boom, it's all over.
Well, I don't want to.
I know you don't want to get into that, but, you know. But I don't know. I mean, do you have, you know, we have...
Oh, my God. My chat room says, and when it starts, oh, the rich people of the country will fly off to their islands, wait here for the poor to kill each other, and then come back to pick up the pieces.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. It sounds like the French Revolution.
Really, what island are they going to? I guess Hawaii, huh? I don't know.
Or the Caymans or any of those other places.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though, for your friend in the chat room. See, when society breaks down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does the currency. Rich people aren't rich anymore when the whole freaking place goes to hell. Is that not true?
Yeah, they are, because they still have material goods.
Oh, really? So I'm old man Rockefeller, 80 years old with, you know, with $500 million. But guess
what? I mean, you're the one who says you're into gold. Well, so are they.
Well, yeah, but then my gold is still only worth as much as somebody else, you know, as I can trade it or sell it.
Yeah,
so,
I know the theory.
But the whole nature of currency is this, that it has to be universally accepted. And if it's not, then it's freaking worthless. You know, rich people are not rich when the revolution comes. Same thing happened, you know, let's just look at France. Whole lot of rich people, what happened?
I don't know.
Thing.
But
and I'll even bring you back to your old buddy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He knew exactly that. He thought, well, if these socialists and communists take over, we're all done. It's all over for us. So he had to make compromises, and he did do all that. Social Security and this and that, and all those social programs that he put in place. He was protecting the upper classes.
I don't disagree.
No, okay. Well, I didn't think you would. But you know what I'm saying. If, when, you know, it's like the push gets the shove business, you know, we'll get to that point, and maybe 2020 is when that's going to happen. I don't know. But I do know that what will happen is there'll be a massive redistribution of wealth to prevent the anarchy and the revolution and all the rest of it. So that's why I'm not worried about that, you know. That's like, you know, we aren't going to see those types of events, at least not in this country.
I'm not sure about that.
Not in Canada or Australia or England or Germany.
51% of the kids live below the poverty line. Millions upon millions have not graduated from high school.
Yes.
That's a mob.
And they're not hungry.
Yeah, they are hungry.
Well, let's put it this way. They're not
motivated. And they're going to get hungrier.
They're not motivated.
Maybe not.
I don't know. As long as you have cable TV and a joint to puff on, duh, I ain't doing nothing.
Wait till the power fails and it's 114 degrees. They will be motivated. Well, let me tell you something. We got 25 seconds left.
Okay.
And this is Norm at Night, closing down the show from Deep Creek Lake, Maryland. And I thank you all for coming. I thank all my cousins in Milwaukee for pushing up the number of people who called the show. Keep listening on the archives, and we'll see you next week back in Bowie.
Okay,
and
man. You take
I
care.
Am out of here. Bye-bye,
bye.
Girl.
Enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
All right, take care, man. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.